Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I want to know why you are here. Since I've asked you to leave so many times. There's nothing left for you to say. Cause I've run out of words to tell you that we'll never work. I know that you really try your best, but does it always change the course of things? I've tried to tell you what I need, but I've run out of words to tell you that we'll never work.
Welcome to Podcart Podcasts, episode 8, which is beautiful that we've got to this episode. My name's Helena Rafai, and my co-host is
Phoebe Ingalls Holmes.
Welcome. We opened up with Natalie Migdal, who's a Swedish artist, and she's worked alongside the likes of Anne Brunn, which is really wonderful. She's co-founder of Migdal Strings, which is a string collective based in Stockholm, and they've done lots of recorded strings for artists such as Loreen. Do you remember Loreen?
I don't think I do.
I think she's like she's done Eurovision. Oof. From what I remember. I'll need to kind of just make sure about that just in case. But they appear on a soundtrack for a Swedish movie, Success Gentleman. But this is Natalie's releasing her three debut singles this autumn on her label Raccoon Recordings. And that track, which is I've Run Out of Words, is about ending a relationship with someone who you love deeply. And the frustration is that you feel that that person is still present in your thoughts, which I think we've kind of all gone through. Beautiful vocals, beautiful balance in the instrumentation. And there's obviously a clear musicianship there. And her kind of bio there explains more about that. What do you think?
I really, really like the whole package together. And you can definitely hear in it how it's come from a place that isn't making you particularly happy. And as much as a sad song can really negatively impact you, I do think it's important to listen to them sometimes just to go, oh, actually, that has just sparked a big emotion in me, and now I can go back to being happy. And that's kind of what that one did.
Yeah, she's got a real, there's something, you know, there's certain vocals that just you hear and you just think, oh my God, this is magic. And for me, that is her. Quite a big week. It's International Women's Day this week, along with a few other things that we will talk about throughout the podcast. But without further ado, Phoebe.
Can you please say my name like that every time?
Okay.
This is Jamie Joseph with Brace Yourself.
Brace yourself, I'm coming through. Brace yourself. Just fears of things we lie about. If you fear, then get behind my back. Don't you fear? I know the best attack. It's you come to my mind. It's better off for me. We're all here. The scars upon our souls. See no fear. We lost it long ago. Did you hear? We've been out on the road. Now you fear what we already know. When you brace yourself, I'm coming through. Brace yourself, I'll leave it up to you. There's no help, so find your own way. Brace yourself, because I'm here to stay. When you come to my mind, it's better off for me. We're the only reason there's a world around. Yeah, we hide in our houses, even though we built this. Brace yourself, I'm coming through. Brace yourself, I'll leave it up to you. There's no help, so find your own way. Brace yourself, because I'm here to stay. When you come to my mind, it's better off with me.
Jamie Joseph with Brace Yourself, which I said yourself before, but it's not. It's definitely yourself, as you might have picked up from that song. I really struggled with what song from his album I should play, because I think they are all so soulful and they're so varied. But this one I had to play because you can hear really how inspired he is by vintage Motown tracks, which I have such a big soft spot for. But I think a measure of how good Jamie Joseph is that if I heard that, if it was on in a pub or a club or something, I would never have thought that that was modern. I would have thought that that was from a bygone era, and that shows just how excellent he is. His voice is so soulful. I don't think that this song shows how good his voice is to full capacity, which is why I really recommend his album, because it's just full of different techniques and styles, and he really shows what he can do. His album's called Can't Seem to Change, which came out in February, and Jamie Joseph is from Derby, and he's just finished a little UK tour, which I really wish that I had seen.
You hit the nail on the head. You just wouldn't place him like now. You know, you get artists like Bruno Mars that tap into that market as well, but he obviously is way more commercial. But that is, it really holds Motown dear to its heart. It's really good.
Yeah.
And there's he's a solid musician. You can tell from the music, which is really lovely.
Definitely.
Now for something completely different, Anna. If you do have the podcast up quite loud, I'd maybe turn it down just a slight notch or two. This is Otobok Beaver, and this is Anata Watashi Daito Ato Yom. Wow. Okay. That was Kyoto's Otobok Beaver and Anata Watashi Daito Eito Yome no Meshi. It was released on February 23rd, digitally on Damnably Records. They're a punk garage quartet, and the band's name is taken from a local love hotel, and they describe themselves as Japanese girls knockout or pound cake band, which is completely amazing. Formed in 2009 at Kyoto's University's Music Club, which... Can I just say that when I see this live, I know that I am going to shit the bed. I know it's going to be just one of those experiences that I will never forget. The band consists of, I apologise in advance if I am getting your names wrong. So it's Oka Rinrin, who's lead vocal guitar, Yoyo Yoshi, Hiro-chan, and Pop on drums and vocals. So they got some amazing press from the likes of Pitchfork, ID, and they've done sold out shows, and they sat in the UK charts for 4 weeks. So everything is there for them. So they play Coachella, as we've mentioned, but on April 17th, they play Glasgow CCA.
Yes.
And I am going to be there.
I am also going to be there. Fuck me, that was something else.
Podcart night out.
Yes. Yes, I'm moshing down the front. Like, I can see beer going everywhere and us going insane. I feel like I've just re-woken up today. That has blasted all of my cells awake.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, yeah.
So I suppose it's a good point to talk about International Women's Day. I love International Women's Day, but I feel that, you know, it's a bit like the birthday card thing, and the corporate companies have started using it as a means to market shit,
yeah,
instead of the actual true meaning of you know, what it's there for. You've got to look at the positive in that, anything that's going to raise awareness.
Yeah.
What will you be doing for International Women's Day?
During the day, that remains to be seen. I might see what's going on in around the town, so go and see if there's anything that I can go and support. But at night time, I am DJing down at the Berkeley Suite. So it is, especially for International Women's Day, it is me and a female MC. I'm headlining. It's just me on all night, so it's going to be amazing. And it's a little dream come true, because I've wanted to play that particular club night since I was 18. So I'm overjoyed.
Well, do you think you'll have a wee cry at the end?
I'm going to have a wee cry at the beginning, the middle, yeah, and the end. So yes.
Oh, that's so good.
What about you?
We've got a show in Block, and we've got three artists, one of who is on this podcast, Pocket Knife. So we've got Hera the Cursed, Megan Airlie, and Pocket Knife. And I was part of TYCI, which was a female collective, and I guess that when it comes to this time of year, this is the first year that we've not been together since International Women's Day. So I suppose that is quite difficult, but at the same time, there are so many other different projects going on that have spawned from that, which are amazing. And I present this podcast with a righteous female, and I do stuff with so many women that I adore. So
I was through in Edinburgh playing at a festival at the weekend, and for the first time ever, and I can't like put this in big bold asterisks enough, I was in the green room waiting to go on, and I was the only woman playing across, like, well, there was one other female DJ and one female MC, but apart from that, over the whole weekend and on the night that I was on, that was it. And in the green room, there was all the other male DJs talking about how ridiculous it was that there was no other ladies.
Which is brilliant.
And I was sitting there like, yes, lads, you're realising, like, come on.
Yeah.
It's just, even that shows, it might not be a massive step forwards, but to hear them having their own genuine conversation about, God, why isn't there more? That, to me, is a huge step forward. So we are getting there.
Yeah.
Braces by Golden Teacher, who are from Glasgow. The track came out in February, and to me, I think that would sit really well in a film or a series where the protagonist has got a little bit wavy, a little bit messy at a party. Seems like a good soundtrack for that. My voice is breaking like a 12-year-old, but moving on from that, The Skinny included Golden Teacher's 2017 album in their top five of the year. And Golden Teacher also recently did a mix for NTS Radio, and there's a good few members in them, and they've all had various different musical projects, and in that mix for NTS they've included songs from all those different projects, so it's quite the musical adventure to go on, and I really recommend it if you've not already done so.
I think they're one of those bands that every promoter in the city has tried to book and are gutted when they can't book them. I saw them once at one of the Say Award events, and it was the first time that I'd seen them, and I was absolutely bowled over. And then I started to kind of find out what an underground audience and what a cult audience they had. And they're just such a vibrant group of people, and they are just really admirable, I think, as well as people. So I've got a lot of respect. I think I said this to you in the break, I think they're one of the most important bands in the city at the moment, and for some time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens now for Golden Teacher.
Yes. Okay, now this is a beautiful little ditty, and this is Pocket Knife.
Can I get my cookie now?
pocket knife with custard cream. I feel like I've got to say it all quietly based on the song. It's a Glasgow-based synth pop duo, and they describe their songs to dance limply too. So I think it's Michael Nimmo and Louise Connor who are the duo. Record label, which I know very well, is Olive Grove Records because I helped to start it. And it's now run by the wonderful Lloyd Meredith, who I don't know how he does it. I mean, you know, you look at your workload and your life and you think, Jesus Christ, how do I fit this in? But the guy's got he's got two kids, and I just can't believe it. He's so on it. He's so efficient, and he is just so, his admin skills make me jealous. Because I thought I was quite good at admin, and then Lloyd is like a whippet.
This is how you know that you've really become an adult, is when you start envying other people's admin skills.
Yeah. That's quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I knew that I was an adult when I realised that reverse parking is something that I really look for in a partner. Like, if you don't have that, then we just can't be together. So
So that song is all about cookies. What did you think?
I love it.
Yeah.
I really love it. I really like that for once the vocal isn't the main feature.
Yeah.
You know, I almost felt like I was really needing to keep an ear out for it. But I like that it was like a little secret that's being whispered into your ear about cookies. So basically just what I whisper into my boyfriend's ear every day. So I'm a big fan.
Okay.
I did mean that about actual cookies. Don't take it the wrong way.
Okay.
Moving on.
I am so intrigued to see where they go next. And there's something really fascinating about them. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. So, next,
we have Monogem with Get You High.
High, make you feel alright.
You High from Monogem, and that came out last Friday. It is a very silky, smooth, electronic dream piece of alternative pop, and Monogem is from LA. She started releasing music in 2015 and she's had two EPs out, but this is her first release of this year, which means that there will hopefully be another EP on its way. I think that this song sits so well with me because it's pretty familiar, and that's a comforting thing because the production is so strong. It makes it just seem to sit well with all of the other pop that's out there at the minute, which I know that that doesn't sound like a compliment, but it is. The fact that this is still a relatively fresh girl, and yet that song, I've just gone, yep, instant radio play, instant excellence. Yeah, it's really strong.
She's that's definitely a radio song. You can tell straight away, good hook on it, and her voice is brilliant. Awesome. You wanted to talk about Agent of Change.
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight how amazing it is that the people of Scotland have managed to pull together and pull off a campaign that is supporting and saving our small music venues from developers coming and building all over them. I don't know if I'm right in saying this, but I don't think we've been quite so badly hit with it in Glasgow so far, whereas Edinburgh has just been an absolute travesty. And you know, so many, I'd say 90% of my friends live in Edinburgh, and I used to go through all the time. And I was there the other weekend and I was like, oh, have you been to such and such for any gigs? No. Why? Because it's shut now. Oh. Well, have you been such and such? No, because it's shut now. Like, it's just unbelievable that all these places that were absolute stalwarts of the scene, be it indie or drum and bass or reggae or any kind of genre in Edinburgh, there's been a venue that's been affected. And it's shocking. So for us to have actually succeeded in making sure that they will all be secure, these venues, it's a big, 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 big deal. Well done to everyone that succeeded in getting that campaign done, because clearly we really need it.
No, it's fantastic. Well done. Okay, next, Sabia, and this is Bird.
There's a box, cigarettes on the windowsill. Were you? Thank you.
Are you going to cry or am I going to cry?
I do, you know, sometimes it doesn't, it happens, but genuinely, you do get completely overwhelmed by new artists, and she is one. Sabia, London based, and that is her debut single.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Which, quite honestly, puts quite a lot of people to shame that have been doing music for a long time. I won't name names because that would be quite insulting. But so it's ahead of her forthcoming EP, Hollow Bones. She has been championed by various people, including BBC Six Music's Tom Robinson, Asian Network's Yasser, and Bobby Friction. And Bird is the name of the track. And she obviously merges quite a lot of her roots within that. Apparently it tells a personal tale of heartbreak and how she was torn between her heritage and trying to assimilate into a world where she didn't truly fit. So it's just got a really beautiful but bittersweet kind of story to it. So referencing her Indo-Caribbean descent, and she proudly paints the Guyanese flag all over the song as well. But she also, she pays homage to the music that she was raised on by singing a Carnatic influenced melody towards the end, which is South Indian, kind of where it's kind of known where it's from. There's something truly powerful. That is my song of the week. I think that might be my song of the month, actually, and of the year so far.
I might even be with you.
Okay.
That ascending vocal,
yeah,
when she hits the high notes,
yeah,
I just felt every hair on my body stand up. That was really, really special.
Yeah.
And I have a funny feeling that when I listen to that on the walk home, that I might cry.
Oh. Well, I'm praying that she's going to play live, and I'm praying someone's going to listen to this and then put her on. Or there's something in the pipeline. She has got a gig at on the 28th of March at the Bedford in London. I'm going to be saying to everyone that I know in London to go and see her, because she is absolutely amazing. I don't really know what to say now. Let's move on to the next track.
This is, I think the nicest way of putting it is that this is an assault on the senses. This is coming to you from Libra Libra, and this is Animali.
Bullshit boy.
Production quality, all the different elements that go into that song, the vocal, that everything is just unbelievable that is a debut. A mega genre mashup from Brighton's Libra Libra. And they compare themselves to The Knife, Death Grips, and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, which, Helena, you were saying you definitely hear all of that.
Spot on.
Their album is, much to my upset, not expected until 2019.
Gutted.
But if this is them putting out a debut now, then I think we're going to be going on a big musical adventure before their album drops next year.
Come to fucking Scotland. Come.
It's just so good.
Do you think, I wonder, like, I'm going to look into what shows they are. I'm assuming that they'll be playing Great Escape. I would be shocked if they weren't. Brighton has, we say this time and time again, it has just such a beautifully diverse kind of, you know, artistry down there.
Yeah.
And I'm gobsmacked by that.
I know.
It's so good.
The African tribally bit at the beginning, particularly, I think I could listen to the first like 4 seconds on loop,
yeah,
all the way home, like dancing down the street. It's just a full package of brilliance.
The reference points musically that they've picked are just brilliant. What a podcast.
It's been a cracker.
Yeah, we're
to
not
say
even
the least.
Finished. Oh, okay. So next, this is quite fitting. It's Young Galaxy and Catch Your Breath.
Breath and transgress, we'll make more.
This is from the forthcoming album, Downtime. They're from Montreal, and they are just, there's something really ethereal about them, which is really lovely. I was saying to Phoebe, it's Phoebe. I was saying to Phoebe that it's across, for me, it's like Young Fathers meets Haim, or Haim, whatever you want to call them. It's just a bloody wonderful song. And their album's out on April 6th. And I just, you completely, that's the type of song, we were just talking there, it's the type of song that you completely lose yourself in. But I listen to songs like this, and we do podcasts like that, and we were just saying how it's not about loving what you do, it's about being grateful that you're able to play this music and cover it.
Yeah.
And we... Kilo Chizzy Music. We feel very, very lucky to find artists like that, I guess.
Yeah. It's the buzz that you get from finding a song that you know is brand new, and you know that your friends and a wider audience won't have heard, and that sensation of sending it to someone and saying, you will love this, and they come back to you and say, oh my God, I really do love it. That feeling that you get is just, it tops all else. And I think if you aren't doing it for that reason, for bringing it to other people and witnessing their utter joy experiencing it for the first time, if you're not doing it for that, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah,
it's all about remembering how amazing this music is and how much it touches you for the first time, and witnessing that happen to other people. And if you've lost connection with that, if it's about the money or this is going to work or that label's paid me extra or whatever, then fuck it, you shouldn't be doing it.
I think, yeah, totally, that is it. And I guess you have to kind of remind yourself of times like this that for some reason Foo Fighters came in my head then, times like these, which is a bollocks reference point, but it's just a wonderful thing, and we love music.
We do.
Okay, you are, yeah, it's the last track. So who is this?
This is Rayana J. She is 23. She is from Richmond, California. And this is her new song from her new 3-track release, which she put out on Valentine's Day, which was called Love, Rayana. Her debut EP came out 2 years ago. And that is amazing as well. But and it had some mega play on SoundCloud. It's racked up some huge, huge listens. So I think this one will be going the same way. And for me, it just takes all of the elements of current R&B that I love. As terrible as 90% of it is, I do like a little bit of a trap beat. It's almost got that. She's got a super soulful voice. She really shows off her range. The keys section is totally dreamy. For me, this is like stick it on a Sunday night chilled out playlist and fall asleep to it. It's really lovely. So it's from Rihanna J and it's called Swoon.
And if that's not a pitch, then nothing is. Thank you for listening to another podcast. We are back in 2 weeks. If you want to submit your music, it's music@podcart.co. You can find us on all the social networks. And yeah, I guess just more than anything, we have to stress, go and if there's a song that you've really loved or you've just it's really taken your fancy, just go and discover more about the artist. Go and see them live. Go and just purchase something from them. Buy something physical. Go to the live show and buy a piece of merchandise. All these things make such a difference. And more than anything, that's why we're doing this, because it's about that than boosting our shitty egos, which hopefully are not there. But yeah, that's what it's about. It's about the music. So thank you.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
You Mustang rib cages were made for butterflies. You cluttered mine, and I'm still shaking. How you make my knees weak like that? How you make the room freeze like that? Real ice cap. Try to speak, but I can't get it out. Forget what I was talking about. Find it, but I lost my cool. That's what happens when I look at you. I swoon over you. I swoon over you. All over you. Look so good, why you do it, boy? I've been in love before you knew it, boy. Every time I had my chance, you know I blew it, boy. Don't wanna ruin it, boy. So what we doing, boy?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.